Welcome back to the Schnepps Connects podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, you can get us across all major podcast networks as well as at podcast.schneppsmedia.com. In addition to this podcast, we also host monthly business networking events, which you can learn more about at schneppsconnects.com. Today, I'm thrilled to talk about the New York City housing market. It really continues to shift as buyers and homeowners navigate changing mortgage rates, rising home prices, limited inventory, and ongoing affordability challenges. Today, I'm joined by Michael Savino, who's the Chief Lending Officer of Municipal Credit Union, and we're going to discuss the current state of the New York City housing market, the benefits of working with a local lender, what borrowers should consider before taking out a home equity loan, and how MCU is helping members navigate today's lending landscape through personalized service, competitive rates, and specialized home buyer programs. So, Michael, thanks so much for joining. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, Josh. It's great to be here. I really appreciate you having me on and looking forward to the conversation and hopefully help some listeners gain some insights that helps them, you know, make their next transaction.
Well, thank you again. I guess, why don't we start off by really, you know, for me asking, what do you see happening in the New York City housing market right now?
So it's interesting because New York and really the Northeast is very different from other parts of the country. You know, supply really continues to be constrained, where things are tighter in New York City as far as inventory and home availability. The demand is really rate sensitive and has been inconsistent. You know, when rates dip, you see increase in activity. And then when rates come up, you really see a cooling off period. So borrowers are really rate sensitive and really affordability is kind of driving that. Home prices have stayed elevated in the New York area. We have not seen them come down like other areas of the country, like Florida or some of the Midwest. So the affordability is really going to be rate sensitive and driven by what a borrower's financial position is. I think we are starting to see gradual increases in home sales, and we expect that over the next 3 years. We're seeing buyers are starting to understand that home values aren't going to shift much, and they really need to start to look and be conscientious about how and when they enter the market and get educated on some of the programs that are available to them to help them get there. And I think, you know, from a rate perspective, we really wanted to, or were hopeful that rates would come down this year, but things have shifted with the conflicts overseas, oil prices, and various other inflation and employment activity that is kind of stabilizing and keeping those things steady. So we're not seeing the decline in home rates, which would have sparked some additional inventory and transaction activity. So it's really being impacted by a number of factors, and we continue to monitor to help support our borrowers and keep them focused on what's important for them.
Yeah, it's an interesting market. It seems like it changes day to day. But let's talk about finding a mortgage lender. You know, there are national options and there are local options. What do you think is better?
So this is always a question that comes up, right? There's national lenders that promise speed, and they're going to be able to help you get your transaction done, faster than anybody. And the thing is, when you're really buying in a New York City market, you want a local lender who understands the New York landscape, regulations, the housing market, property types. It's not your traditional property environment. There's condos, co-ops, single family residences, all apartments. There's all different types of properties that a borrower could be looking at purchasing. So you want someone who understands how to navigate that environment. I think trust is important too. You want a lender that you trust in the market that knows and understands what you're navigating in local communities and the housing expectations. Those are really important. I think national lenders have a place, right? I think if you're buying a investment property in Florida and you live in New York and you want to get someone who knows that area, I think that makes sense. But when you're dealing and navigating New York City regulation and laws, it's important that someone is in your backyard that understands exactly what you're going to have to go through and is a partner in the process and can help navigate those situations. It's stressful as enough buying a home.
Sure.
To have to figure out how to navigate different obstacles on your own can make it even more stressful.
So you touched on a few, you know, things that makes a mortgage lender or a local mortgage lender ideal, but what would you say makes a mortgage lender one of the best?
So for me, it's really about transparency and a partner in the process. I think that's the headline. You know, buying a home, especially your first home, is complicated. It's stressful for most borrowers, especially for folks who are not in finance. It can be overbearing and really, hinder someone's ability to move forward in the process. So a lender that will walk you through, be clear on expectations, requirements, available to answer questions, address any concerns you have is really critical. I think most borrowers have enough stress with their own jobs, their families, and just navigating life. To add this on as an extra layer and not have somebody who can fully support you through that whole process is important. So, I think for me, transparency, a partner in the process, and someone that you know is going to be available when you have questions or concerns.
That's great advice. Listen, these are some of the biggest investments people are going to make in their lives, and you want to make sure you're working with a good person and a great company. So let's talk a little bit about people that already own a home. Would you say that now is a good time to take out a home equity loan?
So for equity, to me, it's really about, do you have a financial need? Is there something you're looking to accomplish, right? I think a lot of folks got locked into low rate mortgages, and there's a conversation happening. And a lot of this I'm seeing with my friends even, do we move or do we renovate? I think that's a big question, right? So for borrowers who have a decision to make, who have a goal they want to achieve, taking out equity can really be a financial strategy. It's not just a transaction, it's really a means to improve your financial position. So I always start with a borrower and what are you looking to achieve? I think that is the first question you need to ask. I think it's not about taking a vacation or, making an untimely purchase. It's really about, I'm looking to improve my home because I'm locked into this low rate and I don't want to lose that. So I want to build on for my growing family. Or I have this unsecured debt, credit card debt that's, high interest. I'm looking to consolidate that and create financial flexibility. Or even sometimes it's, I have a need to fund my child's education, higher education, and I don't have access to a student loan that gives me a good rate or a strong position. So I'm going to leverage my equity to do that. So I think for me, if the borrowers in this scenario, they're sitting on elevated home prices, which gives them more access to equity. Rates have been fairly competitive, so you can get a nice intro rate with a good back end rate that allows you to access your funds without high costs. And I think if you have a financial goal you're looking to do, it's a great time to borrow and take equity out, and it can really be beneficial versus adding unsecured debt.
What would you say borrowers should consider before taking a home equity loan?
Sure. First, I think they need to understand the cost of their goal, right? Is it a fixed cost? I know, hey, I need a new roof and it's going to cost me $12,000. Or I'm doing a massive addition to my home, and once we start opening walls, there's things we're going to find that I just don't really know what it's going to cost me. So I think understanding the cost of their goal and what they're looking to achieve, that will help with product placement. A good lender will understand and walk you through the different options. You have fixed term loans, you have variable lines of credit. And based on a borrower's goal, it's really important to lock in the right product, because the worst thing that can happen is you start a renovation, you think you only need $50,000 to do it, and then you open up your walls and you find something that you didn't expect, and it now costs 75. You have to go back through that process of obtaining more money, and it really creates frustration and delays kind of your projects. So really understand the cost of what you're looking to achieve. I think repayment terms, minimum balance requirements, repayment penalties, especially for lines of credit, the terms of any loan product that you're going to enter into. And a good lender will walk you through all of those and really explain them well so you know what you're getting into. It's important that when you're taking equity out, product placement and the right product to support what you're looking to achieve is identified.
That's really good advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. What does it mean that home equity rates are at their lowest in recent years?
Yeah, so we kind of touched on this. Their rates have been coming down, and typically home equity lines of credit are variable, and in a down rate environment can be very advantageous to take a line of credit. I think with elevated prices, especially in New York, where we haven't seen home prices come down, people locked into fixed rate mortgages that are sub 3% at times, people are sitting on a lot of equity. So if you are in a position where you have a need, a financial need, whether it's to reduce debt, improve their homes, it's a good time to leverage your equity with rates, being lower than where they were during the pandemic. Pre-pandemic, they're still elevated compared to that, but that was abnormal times, and I don't think people should compare rates to that period of time. I think we were at a really low point in the history of rates. So when you look at historical averages, we're pretty much there. So I think it's a good time to leverage your equity if you have a need. Leveraging the additional value in your home that you have and really looking to move you forward financially. So I think it's a good time for borrowers to really consider that if they have a need, right? If there's something that They're either struggling with high cost debt, or maybe their home just doesn't meet their growing family's needs anymore, and they need to increase the size of it, or do some work that's been causing them some stress. It's never good when you look up and you see a leaking roof and you don't know how you're going to get through the next coming days. So,
What can MCU offer its members that's different or better than other providers?
sure. So at Municipal, we're really focused on borrower education. So there's a few things we're doing around this. On the mortgage side, we are really focused on first-time buyers and making sure they have a pathway to purchase. I think that's important. Giving them the education they need, tying them to partners in the market that understand, whether it's realtors, attorneys, appraisal companies, so they really understand what they're getting into and can help navigate the different landscape across New York City. Giving them access to grant programs and down payment assistance. A lot of folks have money and can support a payment. I mean, they're paying $4,000 in rent at times. So they can afford the mortgage, but can they afford the down payment? Do they have enough money in reserves in case something goes wrong? So really giving them access to grant programs that can help reduce the cost to entry and support them in making their purchase. And then on the home equity side, we just launched what we call MCU's Home Hub. And for us, it's about really empowering our borrowers to understand the value of their home, what equity they have to make a purchase or improve their home, and ultimately what offers are available to them. So within this home hub, we're giving them estimated home values based on their property type and structure, based on the current size and the market. Then we're also giving them personalized offers behind that, whether it be a home equity loan, a home equity line of credit, or even a refinance opportunity. Not a lot of folks are in a position to refinance, but there are some that purchased about 2 years ago and their rates are above 7%. And a refinance might make sense when rates dip below 6%. So I think it's something to look out for. So what we're really focused on is empowering our borrowers, getting them educated on what's available to them, and then really being available for a conversation when they're ready to make a decision on how to move forward.
Michael, people want to learn more about MCU's offerings. How do they go about reaching out?
We have local mortgage experts that are tied to each of our branches. So if you stop into a branch, you can ask to speak to a local expert. You can also visit our website. We have a home lending page that will give you access to our sales teams that are experts in the field that really understand the market. And then you can sign into online banking if you're a member already, and you can access your home hub, get some information. And then also there's some links to our sales team that can help answer questions or connect you to the right people so you can get the information you need to make a decision.
And how can people become MCU members? Do they have to be municipal workers?
So no, we proudly support all New Yorkers that live, work, or go to school or worship within the five boroughs. We are proud of our heritage and our municipal family, but we have expanded our ability and are looking to support New Yorkers across the five boroughs.
And is there anything you could share in terms of the difference between a credit union and a bank when people are thinking about, taking out a loan?
Yeah, I think the key difference is that a credit union is really focused on driving and thriving their community, moving it forward, and doing so in a way that allows us to put back more into our rates and offerings. So the primary difference is that we're not for profit and we take a lot of what we earn, moving it back and investing into our communities and our members. So they get access to better rates and products that really can help meet their needs and support what they're looking to achieve.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for your time and really sharing some value advice and really showing how MCU can give people a pathway to owning their own home.
Yeah, Jess, I really appreciate it and hope your listeners, find value in conversation. And, I think the mortgage landscape and the housing market, it's going to be very interesting over the next few years. And hopefully we start to see some borrowers take advantage of the reduced rates and hopefully increasing our inventory as things start to open up and are able to meet their dreams of owning a home.
Well, thank you again.